You're listening to Moon Monkey. On this episode, we're going to be talking about Wild Rose, directed by Tom Harper and written by Nicole Taylor.
So Wild Rose tells the story of Rosalind Harlan, who is a Glaswegian country singer who has just got released from prison because she smuggled some drugs in there and got caught. And we find out the family she left behind and the mother who she is currently trying to persuade to let her follow her dream of going to Nashville. So that's essentially
so it's sort of like
the thrust of the movie.
Yeah, a family drama based around that premise. But yeah, I thought it was really good performances in it. Jesse Buckley as Rose Lynn.
Jesse Buckley's fantastic in everything I've seen her in.
Yeah, she was really good. And Julie Walters as her mother. And the majority of the film, I would say, really revolves around her relationship, like you say, with her two children and with her mother. And there's a lot of really emotional scenes between them.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I nearly shed tears in this. I was thoroughly moved by this that I didn't think I would be.
Yeah.
Because when you said, oh, let's go and see this, I was like, I knew nothing about it. And it's about a country singer. And I was like, I'm not going to like this. But I absolutely loved it.
No, it was really well written, for one. Like, it was, like, believable dialogue between them, and the sort of issues that they were discussing, it wasn't melodramatic, it was, like, genuine things that people might have family arguments over.
Yeah, it was just, like you're seeing the whole thing of the relationships and, like, Rosalind's selfishness and some of her choices, and how she had to, like, face up to responsibility and the mistakes of her past.
I found that quite interesting, because to be honest, she's not the most likable character, I would say, because she is selfish, and she leaves her kids alone.
But you are kind of rooting for her at the same time.
Yeah.
A little bit, but yeah, you're kind of like, just you know, be nice to your kids.
Yeah, it's a very, like, grey character, like, not...
But she's not, you don't completely hate her either.
No.
As grey, yeah, like to...
Yeah, but yeah, she was really good. Julie Walters, the mum, was really good. Sophie Okonedo, who plays a lady in Edinburgh who employs her as a cleaner.
I think she still stays in Glasgow.
Oh, in Glasgow, sorry. In Glasgow. Just because she's...
Your geography. Just because she's slightly posher.
Yeah.
Nobody in Glasgow can be that posh.
Apologies to everyone in Glasgow. That's destroyed at least half our listenership. So yeah... She plays a woman who sort of helps her out and, like, wants to support her on her career and gets her a kind of a break with somebody from BBC Music.
Oh!
Whispering Bob.
Whispering Bob Harris.
Yeah.
What a cameo. I was so excited for Bob Harris.
So, yeah, that's good. And I would say, like, it doesn't follow your traditional trajectory. It kind of ends up where you think it's going to from the premise, but it takes a few turns on the way there. It's not just like she tries really hard and then she succeeds.
It's not straightforward.
Yeah.
If I did have an issue with it, it would be like, I don't really like the aspect of just go and see some middle class people and they'll help you. That would be my one issue with it. But it was really good. I mean, it's such an emotional depth to it. I mean, it's kind of like a little love letter to country and also to Glasgow. You know, so it's for me, really liked it. The singing's fantastic.
I like the fact that it was focused on Glasgow, because then, like, a couple of things we've seen, like, where it's focused on a sort of somewhere that outside of what you usually see, like Hollywood productions or even big UK productions.
And it made me realise, like, how big a country scene is in Glasgow.
Yeah.
Which I didn't really think about at the time. But yeah, it's really funny, really emotional. The music's good. I was even enjoying some of the country music.
Yeah.
It was just, I just really liked it. I can't explain it. I had, like, you know, it made me connect with it.
Yeah.
Like, through the story.
Yeah, it was, and I think that's the most important thing. Yeah. There was a lot of, like, definitely emotional resonance and, all the family stuff was really good.
And Jesse Buckley's such a good singer as well.
Yeah,
just a very captivating performance.
Like you say, the music was good. The songs were good. So overall, like, enjoyable film. If you're looking for something outside of the typical sort of Hollywood bubble, it's a good little smaller scale movie.
You will laugh and cry.
Yeah.
In a good way.
That was our review of Wild Rose. Don't forget to like and subscribe. And we'll be back again soon with more reviews.